At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Let's do this. Happy Tuesday. Welcome into Gregeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5/1480. I'm Nick Gregeth. He's Bill Hooks. Willie J's in the house. We're hanging out with you till 11 o'clock. Thank you for being nice enough to join the show and hang out with us. You can get in 402-466-3776, 466-ESPN. And one last time, a shout out to Mr. Bill for hosting us yesterday. Ooh. As we took the show live to one of our listeners' houses because they invited us. And damn it, we're men of the people, and that's what we do.
That's what we do. I'm still full.
It was fun, man. That was so much fun.
Good location. Great dude.
Oh, great guy, man. Really fun. DDT Dr. Dane Todd took a day off from work so he could come down and spend the day with us as well, which was fun.
Speaking of that, you guys had a little post action. I went and played golf, you guys, and then something about Dane growing a beard. Some hair.
Okay,
so you're shaving some head.
Did you? Where did,
some
beard. Did I tweet this out?
Yep.
I think I did.
Yep.
So
see what happens
here's the
when
deal.
You continue
so,
the drinking process.
Hey, I get out.
You
of
just
it.
Start tweeting things.
So you guys tweet at Dane at Dr. Dane Todd.
It's all spelled out.
All spelled out. Just smash it together. At Dr. Dane Todd. So I told him that we should raise money for charity in November. And you have to be involved in this one shape or form. I don't know which way you do. It's up to you, I guess. But I told him, I said, you, sir, need to grow out your hair on your head for a month and your beard for a month and raise money for charity. And he goes, well, you already have long hair and you already have a long beard. And I said, then I will shave my head and shave my beard for a month. I'm fine with that. I don't know. Okay. It'll be hideous, but I'll do it. So I said, yeah, I'll shave my head and sure. I'll shave my beard off and I'll rock the Dane Todd, basically, for a month. We'll switch roles. And he is so freaked out about having his hair grow out that he said no.
He just went no?
I thought for sure. He said, though, that we could probably peer pressure him. I thought for sure the chance to make me shave off, like, my head, all my hair on my head.
Done.
Like, basically, I'd have eyebrows. That's about it. And no, he was not in. I thought for sure that would get him to say yes. I don't care. I've been married for a decade. I'm not trying to impress anybody.
I thought it was a great idea when I read. I'm like, okay.
I mean, it'll be cold. It's about to get cold. I really don't want to lose this.
Stocking calves.
I've got my winter beard fully grown, and I've got long hair now, longer hair.
Stocking caps. You'll be fine.
Yeah. But I thought, you know, I would do that. And he did not answer the bell, so...
Wow.
That is what it is. Which would you'd have to go the fully shave your head and beard route.
Which wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. Well, you already, like I see you today, you've already got like maybe a centimeter of hair on your head.
Yeah, I don't have much, so it's.
And then, although you'd have to shave like three times a day to keep fresh shaven,
wouldn't
you?
That would be a problem.
Like you are a
every
furry
other day
monster.
For sure.
Yeah.
No, it'd be every day.
Yeah, you'd
every
have to
day.
Shave all the time, which that sounds like a lot of work. I don't know if I like this plan anymore. Because I hate shaving. There is nothing worse in the world than shaving. Nothing. It's terrible.
No, yeah.
It's such an ungodly waste of time. Willie J, you're lucky you can't grow facial hair.
Yeah.
Shaved yesterday.
Okay, grow a beard then.
What?
I
want to see it.
Though. It's like, it doesn't go. I wish I could grow as fast as you.
No, Hooks is the one that's he's a chia pet.
Mine is.
Man, I just, I don't know what I would look like with it though. So.
Well, let's go.
Hooks is a chia pet. We have a lot to get to on the show today. We're going to talk a lot of Huskers on the show. Obviously, a bye week. If you guys didn't hear the news, I'm sure you have by now. Huskers are going to be going to Ireland in 2021 against Illinois to start off the season. There's actually a press conference later today as Bill Moose and Coach Frost will be addressing the media about it. I'm excited to hear about that. But we're going to talk a lot about kind of where we're at with the team.
Good.
Obviously, heading into the year, there was a lot of hopes and a lot of goals that were put out there that now are no longer attainable. So now we'll take a look at, okay, take a step back, take a deep breath. Right now, you're sitting at 2-2 in the conference. You're not 1-2 like Iowa. You're 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
But you're sitting in the conference. You are 2-2, right? Yeah, we're 2-2. So you're 2-2 in the conference. 2-2?
I don't think that's right.
No, we're 1-2. I think we're tied with Iowa. Got it. Ha! We're having a horrible year, and Iowa's celebrating their 1-2, I'm sure. But either way, you have two losses in conference, and kind of, you know, you got to take a look at and reassess where you're at, what success might look like this year, what's still on the table for this
team. You're correct.
Thank you.
We're 2-2.
Didn't think I was crazy.
I'm just trying to figure out this go. You are 2-2 right now. 4-3 overall, 2-2 in the conference. Third place by yourself.
The way you looked at me, I was like,
well, I had to go back and calculate games. Myself. I was calculating games really fast, but you're good.
I thought you went cross-eyed for a minute. It was a little crazy. So we'll get to that. Also, I want to talk a little bit about before the season, we brought up what known commodities are on this team, kind of playmakers that you have. Frost makes a comment that he needs more playmakers. I want to take a look at that a little bit more and compare it to some of the teams of the past. Because, we knew coming into this year there was a lot of question marks. It was a lot of faith that there was a lot of growth amongst this team. It's obvious right now by the way the offense is playing, by the manner to which Frost is calling plays, and by some of the butt kickings they've been handed this year, that a lot of the guys that we thought would kind of grow as players have not. So we'll get to that also in the show. A lot of NFL talk today. We'll do some fantasy football discussion in hour number two. Go by the games. Tell you some of the storylines. There were some key injuries this week that you need to know about. Also some players that are kind of, you can see some things shifting on teams that'll lead to fantasy production for certain guys right now that maybe are not producing. So we'll get to that to try to give you some tips so you can stay ahead of the curve. But also we get to go through and look at all the games that happened over the weekend. So a lot of fun there. Let's start it off. Speaking of the NFL last night, Monday Night Football, the Packers win. Ooh. I kind of feel bad for Lion fans, and it has nothing to do with the officiating. It has everything to do with the Lions, I think, are proving themselves to be a good team that's just good enough to lose to the better teams in the league in heartbreaking fashion. Because if you think about it, the Lions had the Chiefs nailed to the wall, but they couldn't close the door. They had the Packers nailed to the wall, but they couldn't finish that thing.
Mm-hmm.
They kept kicking field goals in the red zone. I think they got in the red zone 5 times in the first half, 3 field goals.
Yep. Like it's all field goals. Yep, they couldn't convert.
Yeah, you will not beat a team like the Packers by just kicking field goals, just like you won't beat a team like the Chiefs by fumbling inside the 1-yard line, turning the ball over inside the 20, those kind of things. So I feel bad for Lion fans because I feel like Hooksy that the Lions have shown they're just good enough to lose to the better teams in the league.
They are. They're just like, it's just falling just short. And I think
we'll compete, but we don't quite have
it. But it's like you said, it just goes back to, I mean, think about the first play last night. You know, they run the flea flicker. They get all the way down, can't convert. They get a field goal. They did the same thing the next drive. Get down there, field goal. So this all turns into turning again. Like you said, you can't have field goals. Got to have touchdowns against the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Just the way it is. Now, the officiating is something to be looked upon and talked about. I watched most this game, and it was one of the worst things I'd ever seen from the officiating side on this thing. I mean, I saw some obvious pass interference calls in this game. Flags should come. There were a couple people were calling them. Actually, there was one hands to the face called on Detroit, and it was actually, if you look at the play, it was the Packers who had their hand illegally hands to the face on the play. I mean, it was just a debacle. At one point, I think you go back, and I have to go back, I'll tweet it out, but there's a picture of early in the game, I want to say it's like in the first or second quarter, where Stafford's under center. There are 13 Packers on the field. 13.
That's one way to play defense.
13. No call.
Can Nebraska get that kind of love?
I'm not sure it helped, but we need 50.
If we could sneak an extra two players on the field.
Can we still get into run gaps?
I don't know. We might over-pursue.
Look, you over-pursue and you don't. But then they both would over-pursue, I bet. And they'll hit each other somehow. Yeah, probably. That was bad. Sorry.
No, you're not wrong.
But there were like 13 people. Players.
Officiating has been in a major spotlight so far in the season. And, like, you can go to the game. The Chiefs game would be one to talk about. Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw the – oh, my God. The Kelce call was crazy. And there was no explanation for it. If anything, it should have been holding. But that's not the only game that happens. Like, right now in the NFL, they're averaging 18 penalties a game. Last season, they averaged a hair under 15. So it kind of shows you that the league right now, for some reason, they're being a lot tighter on certain calls. Although I will go back to last year and remind you that last year they were very close and very tough on a lot of calls. Remember the quarterback thing, hitting the quarterback and getting the penalties there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and then it kind of went away halfway through the year. I have a feeling the second half of this year you're going to see less calls because the league's going to make a few phone calls. Like they had to last year about that, tackling the quarterback and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I get to the point where when you just want to have your Sunday or your Monday night watching football, that it's now the narrative is about officiating and not the games anymore. You're missing out.
That Dallas Cowboys game, if you guys watch that, at the end of the game when Dallas was trying to get in and end up winning the game, there was five plays in a row? That penalty flags were thrown.
They were just flying everywhere.
No, they were. Dallas got backed up. At one point on that drive, Dallas got to the 10-yard line. Then they were backed up a total of 20 yards over two plays on penalties. Yeah. Then the next play was a defensive holding call, so they gained 5 yards and got first down over again. And then they got called for, I don't remember what the, might have been holding again. It was just, it was crazy.
It was not.
Like, it was crazy.
Unfortunately, as you're watching the game last night, it was also Nebraska's own head official, Cleet Blakeman.
Yeah, well,
who was a part of that crew? It was just a bad. It left a bad look on an important divisional Monday night game, an important divisional Monday night game.
How do you feel about the pass interference review?
I think it's the most ridiculous thing ever.
They've not turned one over, right?
It's the dumbest thing I think they ever put in. Because here's the deal: it's a lot like to me, and I always said this, like replay in baseball, right? When there's a replay in baseball, the umpire who made the call gets to go in and review it with his buddy on the crew behind closed doors a little bit, right? Or out in the field. It's the same thing here. Like, you're not going, most likely, unless it's blatantly obvious, and there have been some blatantly obvious turns that could have happened, but there's so much other stuff that goes into it. Like, you don't want to go against the guy who called it. It's just so weird. I mean, I think there's so much there, and it's, again, it's like 0%, right?
Yeah, I was very upfront with this when they made the rule. I think it's stupid.
Well, it was reactionary to the playoff game.
Yep.
Very reactionary.
Again, I'll reiterate, a part of sports, and to me it's what makes sports perfect but also imperfect, is that there's human error involved in your umpiring. There's human error involved in your reffing in football, that kind of stuff. Does it infuriate me that Travis Kelce was grabbed and thrown down 8 yards downfield and they picked up a flag and said, yeah, there was no pass interference because it was uncatchable? Well, it should have been holding is actually what it was. Does it drive me crazy as a fan because that's my team? Sure. Mm-hmm. Has there been other times where a bad call like that benefit my Chiefs? Hell yes.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all part of the game. Like, we can all go back and remember times.
You caught the break or whatever.
Yes, where you got the break, where you didn't, where you're watching a game and you couldn't believe that an umpire called a guy out at first, even though he was safe, or vice versa. Sometimes it goes against you. Sometimes it doesn't. But when it comes to pass interference and all that kind of stuff, to be honest with you, if you go by the letter of the law, you could probably call pass interference every single time on either the offense or defense when a ball is thrown up deep and two guys are tangled. You could pick one of them and say one of those two did that.
Every time.
Right. So to me, whatever the call in the field is the call in the field, and that's what it should be. And I actually kind of like that the refs are taking a bit of a stand here and the officials by saying, we're just not changing this.
Like, well, they don't want to deal with it either.
We're not overriding these things.
I'm sure this wasn't a rule. They were like, oh, so excited to review our own calls now. Right? Here it is. I'll tweet this out. But look, there are 13. This is midway through the second. There are 13 Packers on the field.
That's awesome. How'd the play go?
I don't even know, but it was 5:22 to go in the second, third and something. Third and like eight.
The Packers had better stop that play.
13 players.
In my heart, the Lions got like a 20-yard gain on that play.
13 players.
That's excellent. Like, all right, so.
Isn't there one official that has that job?
Oh, yeah. You just count when everybody comes out. Are you, so the Packers win. They beat the Lions. Packers are the real deal, right? Like they're looking like the team that's going to be the. Although the Vikings have really come up in the last couple weeks. They're playing a lot better. Cousins looks like Kirk Cousins again, which is good. Yep. For Vikings fans.
But here's the difference in what you're getting from the pack that you have. There's two differences I see in what's going on in Green Bay right now. Actually, three, if you want to put it there. We've talked about it. Aaron Rodgers has gone to game managing, not being heroic all the time. He's making quality decisions throughout the entire game. It's like they have a running game.
Yeah, Jones is a good running back.
Jones, and then they went to Williams last night, right? Mm-hmm. Is it Williams last night?
Because
Jones had a couple plays. Like he fumbled the ball, and he missed that dime thrown to him last night. Almost, it should have been a touchdown. But also, they have a solid defense. Because credit the Packers last night, because those first half, Detroit was driving the football, and they stood up tall against the red zone.
I am hoping for everybody to be healthy, because we are, get ready for this party, 3 weeks away from Chiefs-Packers Sunday Night Football.
Mm.
That is at Arrowhead. That is going to be a fun football game to watch moving forward.
Wow.
All right, let's take our first break of the show. Hey, I said yesterday we didn't give out any movie tickets because we were on location. It's kind of a pain in the ass to do it when you're on location. So 402-466-3776, 466-ESPN. Down at the Grand Theater, we're going to hook you up with two tickets to go see whatever movie you want to. You just got to be caller number 5 right now, 466-3776. People have been asking. I think tomorrow we're going to play Just 10 Seconds and see how many things you know in just 10 seconds against our staff. So we'll be giving out a bunch of tickets tomorrow. But right now, caller 5, 466-3776. We'll hook you up with movie tickets. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I lined up, I think, 4 goals Husker fans should have, realistic goals for the rest of the season. What will make the final games of this year a overwhelming success? If we can check off these boxes, I want to see what you think of them, if I missed anything, or if you're not a fan of some of these. We'll get to that and more. You listen to Greg Ethan Hooks back after this.